The big news coming out of Albany last night was the Senate's passage of a revenue bill that finally gave New York a budget, 125 days late. But other important bills were passed, too, including one that would place a one-year moratorium on hydrofracking. That's a controversial method of gas drilling that is seen by many companies as the best way to release hard-to-reach pockets of gas in areas close to New York City's upstate reservoirs. ProPublica reporter Abram Lustgarten has been covering the issue. He joins me now. Hello, Abram.
Hi there.
This bill still has to go to the Assembly for approval. What's the significance of the Senate's passage last night?
Well, the Senate basically stepped in and said, State Department of Environmental Conservation, we know that you're in the midst of an environmental review of this hydraulic fracturing process, but we want to take some legislative action, and we would like to create the time for state officials to decide, you know, over a longer period of time whether this presents an environmental threat or not. And they basically took the pressure off the state by passing this one-year temporary ban.
Right. What happens after 1 year?
Well, after 1 year, the clause would actually on May 15th, 2011, a little less than 1 year, the clause would sunset and disappear.
Unless another bill comes before the Assembly and the Senate to ban it outright, perhaps.
Exactly. What the bill's author, Senator Anton Thompson, told me is that they basically wanted to buy time. By next May, they expect that the State Department of Environmental Conservation will have concluded their study and will have formed an opinion, that the legislature will have had time to digest the myriad information and research that's out there and becoming available, and that they can decide how to proceed forward from there.
Now, most of the bills passing the Senate these days are along party lines, with the Democratic majority passing legislation by their slim 32-vote majority and the Republican minority voting against anything Democrats bring to the floor. What was the vote last night?
The vote last night was 48-9 and included 15 Republican votes. Again, Thompson tells me that, among other things, the sensitivity of the drilling issues in Pennsylvania, where they've had contamination and environmental concerns, the spill in the Gulf also provided a whole lot of momentum to passing this.
Yeah, remind us of the concerns environmental advocates have about fracking.
Well, hydraulic fracturing, you know, involves the injection of millions of gallons of a chemical solution deep into the ground under great pressure, and there are questions about where that fluid goes, both underground and when it's being disposed of or handled on the surface, and what happens to the earth when it undergoes that great force of impact, the thousands of pounds of pressure that fracturing exerts on it. In Pennsylvania, like many other places across the country, there have been very noticeable impacts on water supplies. Pennsylvania in particular has had a series of methane leaks where the gas has essentially leaked into water supplies, and the State Department of Environmental Protection there has determined that drilling was somehow the cause. They have not yet determined whether hydraulic fracturing is related. The methane is just the substance that's deep underground. It's not necessarily the chemicals used in fracturing, but it's a sign that some sort of conduit or pathway can exist. There's also been a great deal of air quality concerns and other environmental impacts, including the impact of trucks and broadening roads and spills of gasoline and benzene and other supplies. New York has sought to go slow and avoid those kind of impacts pretty carefully from the start of this process about 2 years ago.
And it's many of these concerns that have driven New York City to oppose hydrofracking because of concerns that it would contaminate New York City's water supply.
Exactly. A great deal of the Marcellus Shale, the layer that they want to exploit in New York and Pennsylvania, underlies the New York City watershed. There were concerns, like elsewhere in the state, that drilling there could somehow impact the reservoirs that supply New York's water, and they were successful in getting an exception, in getting an agreement that the drilling companies in this would not drill there and the state would not allow it.
Abram Lustgarten has been covering the issues of hydraulic fracturing in the drilling of natural gas and oil wells. Thanks so much for joining us here on WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.